Hey, Kate.
Hey Gail, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. The dogs are still walking, so I'll have to let them in a few minutes. But I set my timer so I would know when to come on today.
So you've had a busy day?
Yeah, we got a board meeting this afternoon, and I had things to do to get I had things to get to do, but I was playing. I was taking my 9 o'clock. My 10 o'clock hour to play. So,
Yay.
speaking of which, watch your mailbox. Who knows how long
Woo.
it'll take to get there, but
Oh, I'm so excited. I love your cards. I love your cards. And I have them on my in my bookcase so I can enjoy them.
I
Thank
sent
you.
you more than one then, huh?
What?
I have sent you more than one.
Yes.
I kind of lose track.
Well, I love them. You know that you make them with so much love, and that love comes with them in the envelope, and they're just awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Joy.
Okay, so how has everything been going this past
Well,
week?
I am very proud of myself because on Sunday, two people volunteered to say, take something off my shoulders, and I let them.
Good for you. Wow.
They wouldn't have done them exactly as I did, but that's okay. They are getting done and they are off my plate.
Good deal. That's amazing. Because I know that that's huge for you to be able to let stuff go and let somebody else handle it when, I don't care. If we're doing it ourselves, we know it got done the way we wanted it to be done. It's just the way it works. And if it doesn't, if it doesn't get done well, then we only have ourselves to blame.
Yeah, but there's way too much of that because anyway, yeah.
Well,
So
good.
I did have a well, I saw you on Thursday. I did have a fabulous time with William and with Will and Jenny, but the dogs are really missing all that extra attention. And I swear, last night, William was into something every 3 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And we chased the red dot around the house. I don't know how many times. But as soon as we'd be done, he'd be into something else. Anyway, they're on a walk today, but I have to really pay attention because Saturday and Sunday and Monday, they have 2 days without a walk. So Monday, I've really got to pay attention. I used to be home on Monday and that was my rest day, but now that I've got this appointment for my counselor, it's really tearing stuff up. So.
Is there any way that she can do it virtually or?
No, she's not licensed in Washington.
Oh,
I
okay.
have to drive into Oregon to do it. And
Oh,
she's
okay.
really good. I had to laugh yesterday. We were doing some grief processing, which was lovely. So I was telling her stories about Michael, and I told her how, in the army, when I was in the army, he took care of everything. So all I had to do was focus, on what I wanted to in work, but I didn't have to. I really miss that right now because there's all these things with life that I have to take care of, and I can't spend as much time as I want to, especially uninterrupted time, doing the things that I'm called to do. And she said her husband does that for her. He does the cooking and watches the children, and she started getting tears in her eyes because she said, and he's still alive. And I thought, and she said, you're being my therapist. But that made my heart happy that, what I said resonated with her as well. She's half my age, so.
Isn't everybody half our age? I mean, do you watch Matlock, that new series
No,
with
it looks fascinating.
it's pretty good because of what she's doing. I read an article where she was done with acting, and then this script came along and it intrigued her, and so she's doing it. And so the story is that their daughter died from drug overdose, opioids, and they're taking care of their grandson. Well, let's be real about this. I mean, that should be their great great grandson. Unless, well, whatever. But in this last episode that was new, they're looking at getting older. And you know, she's older than we are. And we don't, someone told her that she still feels like she's 19, even though she's this woman's got to be in her 70s or 80s, but she still feels like she's 19. And it's an eye-opener for us, you know? I mean, if we didn't already have it in the back of our mind.
Yeah, when Dad and Nancy got together, they joked about being teenagers in 80-year-old bodies.
Yeah. I want to do that too. You know, and it's a choice, I guess. It's a choice. Do we want to feel? I mean, there are times that things happen that I feel like I'm being chastised, like back when I was a child, you know? And I don't like that feeling. And then you start, you know, the human brain goes into the whole questioning of everything. Well, yeah, I'm in an adult body and I'm taking care of myself, but I still feel like I'm being chastised like I was a child. What's up with that? You know? One, nobody gets,
I'm programming.
yeah, it's like nobody gets to make me feel that way anymore. And then it's like I have to be the one to make that stop, you know? And but looking at why would I get triggered that way? You know, and looking at that. And that actually just happened on Saturday. And yeah, I don't want that to ever, I don't ever want to feel those feelings again, ever. Do you ever feel like that sometimes? Like you're being chastised like you were a child again?
A little bit different, but yeah. And some, and you know, it's me, it's myself. But oh yeah, I mean, it happened in the army with unhealthy people. You know, they could really be unhealthy. I had one particular boss that was just yeah. Anyway, I got rescued out of that and sent to the Pentagon, so that was where my angels were looking after me.
Was going to say, how'd you overcome that? But you got moved out. Okay. That's a good way to overcome it. Yeah, you know, it's anything that we haven't already processed through and created a neutral emotion around it,
Yeah.
it's coming up.
Yeah,
And it,
I did the talk on Sunday and I was doing an Emily Cady, who was another one of the, along with Florence, the early Unity luminaries, and she was saying that the topic of forgiveness is, you know, you may think that you've forgiven everybody, but if you get a served him right feeling, there's still some unforgiveness in there. And I think it's the same thing with what you're talking about, is unless you've really processed that stuff, it's gonna come up to be healed, as you say.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time remembering that's what it's doing.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not thinking that when it's happening. You know, it's a few minutes later or an hour later, and then I'm going, okay, I've got to look at this. I'm trying to really cut that time down that, okay, if
Yeah.
I'm triggered, I need to look at it now. And that's getting better. But
Oh, they're back. Hang on.
okay.
Be right back. They had a good walk.
Oh, good.
Chill day. Oh, where were we?
Well, I was going to ask you, with when you're working with your other counselor, you had made out the list of things that were on your plate that caused you to feel anxiety. And I know you had been infusing the whole, you're looking for the list, aren't you?
Somewhere. Anyway, yes, I have been in. I folded it over and wrote and wrote, infuse this whole thing with love. And so when I see it, that's what I do.
So when you look at the list, do you still feel anxiety at the same level that you did when you wrote the list, when you read each of the items.
No, not the things on that list, because they're pretty much future things. I feel anxiety about being behind on finances and the taxes and the things that are immediate. Although the taxes were on there. I just keep expecting it to lighten up, and as soon as one thing ends, another one comes along.
As far as taxes or anything.
Yeah, usually it's something to do with the church.
Okay, why don't we talk about that? Because when you feel anxiety where the church is concerned, what is it about those thoughts that cause you to feel anxiety? Is it because it's something you have to do or something that's not resolved? Or something that has conflict involved.
Well, it's a little of all of those. Like when the attorney fires back with this ridiculous stuff, I feel anxious, and then I realize I'm not the one resolving it. Now, I did say I would contact my CPA about the best way to pay her, and so until I got that done, I was anxious, but it's off my plate now.
Okay.
And the latest thing is today we have to sign the contract and work out the deals for the woman that's going to come and do lead us through that process. And I had invited her to stay here, and now I'm having second thoughts because the house is cluttered. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask her if she's triggered by clutter.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Because like Jenny was like, she's a little OCD, and I said, "Oh, are you triggered by my clutter?" And she said, "No, it's clean." And it is. I have a housekeeper every 2 weeks.
There's a difference between clean
Dirty
and dirty, yeah, when it
and
comes to
clutter.
clutter. Yeah, clutter
Yeah.
can be clean. Yeah, yep. Gotcha.
So
Okay.
I think she'll be fine, but I do need to have that conversation with her.
Okay, so when it comes to the church, what are you feeling anxious about right now where the church is concerned?
Well, I'm a little anxious about the board meeting because I have stuff I still have to get done. But overall, and I'm a little anxious about how this is going to work out with the training, but things are going really well. We had
Okay.
three people again, and we had like $800 in offerings.
Oh, that's great. So when did anybody say anything about finding out about the music because we sent out the email?
Everybody loved getting that email.
Okay, awesome. Because we sent out two last week. We
Right,
sent
right.
out the one on Thursday, then we sent the one out about the your open rate is unbelievable, even for a church, because I looked it up on what is considered good open rate for emails with a church, and it's like 28%, and yours is like 54 or 56%. So,
I need to pass that on.
yeah, pass that on because people
Normal
are
is
opening.
23.
I'm sorry, what?
Normal open rate for a church is what?
28. And I'll just look real quick here and see what it was since people have opened. To get out of mine.
That first one was over 60, I think.
Yeah, it was really good. Let's just see here. Messages. Oh, those are scheduled since. Okay. Oh, the first one that we sent was 72.6%.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the Christmas services and updates.
Oh, okay.
That was the Christmas one. And then the first one we sent out as a blessing from Unity of Vancouver, that was January 31st. That was 69.6%.
Okay.
Then the second one, which was last week, February 6th, that was 64.2%.
Wow.
And then the Sunday one, I mean, that we went send out on the sorry, the one we sent out on Friday about the music this Sunday at Unity of Vancouver was 55.3%.
Wow, I am going to pass that on at the board meeting because I think that is
Yeah,
spectacular.
that's really exciting because that shows engagement. So
And
yeah, that.
we got our first continuing pledge on the fa on the website.
Oh,
Recurring
for
donation.
oh, you did. That's
Yes.
great. Wow, good for you. Wow, okay. I love it. That's great. Okay, so back to how why you're feeling anxious, because what you're wanting to do, if I'm understanding correctly, is overcoming anxiety in everything, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when we look at the church things, you've got this meeting this afternoon, and you're feeling a little bit anxious about that because of the things you haven't completed yet.
I think it's a little stage fright, you know. I think this sort of normal
Okay.
kind of butterflies when something's, you know, when something's going to happen and you don't know how it's going to go. But yeah, I do have a little bit left to do. And I'm getting picked up at 1:30, so I thought I was going to have a little more time
Okay,
to get ready.
so we need to complete here in the next like what 30 minutes, 45 minutes, so
Yeah,
that
if
you'll
we
have
could be
time.
done by like 12:10, I think we that'd be great.
Okay, so when you in can you infuse that meeting with love? And your part that you have to deliver. Now, because that's specifically the part that you're feeling anxious about, because we want to go to the meeting first, because the meeting is just a meeting, and you should be able to infuse that with love without feeling any resistance in your body. Does that make
Yeah,
sense?
in fact, Pauline's prayer that we use at the beginning of the meeting does exactly that.
Okay, but if you do it now, like when we get off here, if you infuse the meeting with love, and then what you have to do that's not complete yet, if you can, because you've already infused the meeting with love, so you're already in the love vibration. So then when you put what you have to do in the center of that circle, and you and the angels are infusing what you have to do with love, you can't be in the anxiety and in the love at the same time. So when you do that, let me know if you're able to achieve that level of vibration, if you're able to overcome those anxious feelings to be in the love vibration, and you're feeling that just joy that, okay, it's already done. You know, I can get this done. And even if you don't get it done, it's not the end of the world. There's no anxiety there. You just go in and you tell them what you've done and what's not been done yet, and you know. Nobody's going to be put on a stake, you know.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much getting some stuff printed and pulled together.
Okay. So, and in approaching anything that you're feeling anxious about in any way, because we can't be in the love vibration and the fear of anxiety at the same time. Like when this experience I had over the weekend where I was feeling like I was chastised, and I was like, okay, I'm feeling this feeling. I don't like this. You know, I'm feeling this angst in my body. Okay, what do I have to do? Infuse it with love. Okay, because when you infuse it with love, I can't be feeling the angst anymore. And then looking at, okay, why did I even get triggered for that? And you know, you're always on top of things, and you're responsible, and you know, people ask you to do something, and when you say yes, it's going to happen. You're going to get it done. You're reliable. You have all, you know, and that's pressure. That's pressure on us too. So when you start to feel that anxiety, you know, it's all self-imposed because everybody else knows you're going to handle it. It's going to be fine. But here we've got this anxiety of getting it done. But when we can infuse it with love, the thing is that the energy expands and it starts to flow. So the time you needed to get it done happens. You know, if you have to have uninterrupted times, the dogs behave, because if you're in anxiety, and I know, even I've only got one, thank God. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like with two, if they're trying to get you out of being anxious, because, you know, he's just like right here in my face. He'll stand up and start pawing my arm, you know, and then he's nudging me. He's getting really b aggressive with the nose, you know, poking with the nose.
Gary does that and it hurts. It number one, it
Yes.
triggers me because that's one of my startle triggers. And it hurts.
Yeah. But the reason they're doing that is because our energy is getting tense.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell you how many times what I'm doing, doesn't matter what I do, even writing in my journal. And when I go to infuse love, I take that deep breath, you know, and I do the exhale, and I feel all this tension leaving my body, and thinking, what the hell? Why am I so tense? And I'm doing this and not knowing it, you know, my
Yeah.
shoulders are up. But taking the deep breaths, the moment you start the exhale and you've dropped your jaw, you start to feel that tension leaving your face and you and your shoulders, and then it's, you know, wow, I was really tense. And even the more you know, I've even felt it all the way down into the lower part of my body, just with like two breaths, already feeling how tense I was and going, why was I so tense? And there's really no answer to that. Programmed response? Programming of sitting here working?
So, yeah, my
So.
assignment this week is self-compassion.
And the more you take the deep breaths and just drop your jaw on the exhale, not doing the pursing of the lips, but just dropping the jaw, you can feel it. Take a deep breath and drop your jaw and see if you feel the tension leaving. I mean, you could,
It is
I
a
couldn't
different.
believe it. Yeah, it's completely different. And you can feel it in your face and even around your ears and down your neck and in your shoulders. It just never ceases to amaze
My
me.
jaw's been in talking to me, so I really need to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, setting a, of course, you don't carry your phone around, but if you have any kind of a timer that you can set, even if you do a timer like, okay, oh, there you go. Okay. But even like, I'm getting up and walking into the other room, every time I stand up, I take it before I stand up, I take the deep breath, because if you do it before you stand up, the body doesn't hurt so bad.
I've got a sticky up on my monitor. Deep breathe before I stand up. Deep breath before I stand up. It, and
Hey,
it's, I
oops.
don't even see it anymore. So, yeah.
Yep.
I
We,
can
but,
move
and
it.
that's just it. We don't see it anymore. I'm the worst. Yeah, I totally get that. But when you make it a habit to do it before you stand up. I mean, there's times I forget, I stand up and I start to feel everything in the body, you know? And so I don't move anymore until I take the deep breaths and get the oxygen going back. And it's so fast. It's so fast. Yeah, and it makes us yawn.
You can see. Let's go see.
Be at the door. Mom's going to the door. Who do you think it is? Man, look at William and Mary. You see them? They're watching what Gail's doing.
Well, there's magic. Hi, magic.
Is
Did you
everything
know that?
okay? Yeah.
Yeah, the neighbors have their garage door open.
Oh,
It's trash day, so people are rolling their trash cans out last night and they're rolling them in today's. They have to comment.
Yeah, they were both watching intently to make sure that you were okay when you went downstairs. That's too funny. They don't go down with you. They stand at the top of the
Usually
stairs
they
and
do. Usually
watch.
they're right there, and William wants to stick his nose out the door, and I make him sit on the step.
That's funny.
Okay,
Okay,
look
so.
at that. Look at that. I see you. Yes, I do.
He's wiped out. He went to the groomers this morning.
Oh boy. Cindy, come up, say hi. Come say hi. It's Magic and Kate. Come on. Come say hi. Come say hi.
Look. Oh, look. He's huffing. You can't hear him, but he's huffing.
Liam doesn't want to show his face. He wants to eat everything on my desk.
Oh no. It's okay for William to do that. Yeah. It's
Hey,
okay
buddy.
for him to be up there.
There is your face. There was your face for just a minute. Okay, you can get down.
Yeah, he was de he was pu huffing and a puffing, but he didn't raise his head up, so I think we're good. So the more that you can take the deep breaths, then the more oxygen your brain's getting, so is you're going to have clarity of thought and then be able to look at, okay, why am I feeling like I'm feeling now when I wasn't like this 20 minutes ago? And then being able to look at why we got triggered or this random thought came in that caused havoc or whatever happened. So
Yeah,
when
I think anxiety was my natural state growing up for a lot of it.
yeah. But now we want to create a new life, and you get to be the one with the pen so you can write the story that you want. And that means no anxiety. So see how you do this week with creating a new way of breathing, you know, whether it's getting up with the dogs or going from room to room every time you stand up. You know, it could be anything that starts to trigger your mind to take those deeper breaths. And the more you do that, the more you retrain the vagus nerve so that it becomes a normal way of breathing. I know myself, I haven't perfected it enough that I'm breathing more deeply all the time, but I start to feel like, even though I'm breathing, I start to feel like I'm suffocating a little bit. I've got to have the deep breath. And so my body is starting to crave that deeper breath, which
So
in
that's a
turn
great.
helps you to be able to just do it naturally. And from that state, then if you're feeling anxiety about anything, then you can go back, go to, okay, what about this situation or this experience that I'm feeling anxiety about? What's the simplest part of it that I can send love to?
Oh.
Because just like with the church in the meeting this afternoon, you're not exactly anxious about the meeting so much as sharing what you've completed. So when you can send love to the meeting itself, that's going to be really simple to do, easy to do, because you don't have any anxiety there to start with, but it will move you into that love vibration. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then then you can take the anxiety over what you're going to complete before the meeting and infuse that with love. And then you have the time you need to do it. The printer is working perfect. Everything just flows together. And then you're done in plenty of time to go to the meeting. So, is there anything else about the church right now that you're feeling anxious about?
I'm kind of reverberating to some vibrations. The minister, she's not supposed to talk to us according to her attorney, but she called the couple that's her oldest friends, and she was furious because it looks like it might be to our advantage to pay her as a 1099 employee instead of a W-2. And she was offended that we thought she was a contractor and not the minister. And her energy is really strong when she's angry, and I was like catching the reverb from it. So it's like, okay, I need to be aware of that and block that out. It's not mine to heal, but it's.
What kind of cords do you have between you and her that she still has that power over you?
Now that's interesting because I have both lovely cords with her, or lovely past experiences, and then conflict the last few years.
So, do you do cord cutting for yourself, right?
I've pretty much had other people do it for me. I'm aware of the concept and I've gone through the motions, but it doesn't feel like.
So I want to ask you this week to have some quiet time and ask your angels to come in just like this. You're doing a healing circle of love. Create the circle. Ask her to go into the center of the circle and ask Archangel Michael to disconnect all the cords between the two of you. Cords, threads, chains, everything. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever cords you have between the two of you. To be fully disconnected, and Archangel Raphael to fill any wounds with love energy. Any wounds that those cords have created when they're removed, to fill that wound with love energy for healing. And as best you can, allow yourself to observe that experience. And then once that's completed, then infuse her with love, her higher self, her human self, the person that you have wonderful memories with, and the person that is hard to get along with. And then look at how you feel. Make sure that you don't have any pain, resistance, uncomfortableness, any of those kinds of feelings about her or any experience to date or in the future. Because we want to heal the future stuff too,
Yeah.
so that she doesn't come, when we have those cords between us and them, that energy's still going back and forth. And
That makes a lot of sense.
yeah. So fully disconnect, and when you fully disconnect all the cords, everything between the two of you, it doesn't mean that that you don't have the fond memories. They're still going to be there. But the power that she has over you to influence your feelings and emotions, that has to stop. Because she doesn't get to do that anymore. And at this point, it sounds harsh. But for us to allow someone else to influence our emotions, it's an indulgence. Just like what happened to me on Saturday, that was an indulgence for me to go down that rabbit hole. So I had to put a stop to that. Why would I want to feel like this? Well, I don't want to. But obviously I do because I'm going down the rabbit hole for it. It's like, oh, screech and halt. And that's how you use your power where she's concerned. And when you send love to her, I mean, that's a gift to her. It's not like you're trying to create any harmful energies towards her or anything like that. That's not happening at all. Sorry, babe. That's not happening at all. I bumped the desk with my foot. It's opening the way for a higher outcome for both of you. Because it's taking you out of any kind of anxiety where she's concerned. And it creates that shield so that if any, the cords aren't there anymore, so you're shielded by your love energy and her negativity then just bounces off.
I have forgotten about the diamond steel force field shield of protection.
Yeah, I've added bacteria to that now that bacteria is floating around out there really bad. Yeah, all viruses and bacteria at the end. Okay, so what else is are you feeling anxious about?
Oh, and I have been doing my journaling.
Oh, yes.
I missed one day, but I have been doing it. So,
And do
but
you feel
also,
like that's supporting you?
yeah, I think it is.
When you infuse, in deepest gratitude, I infuse my day with love. Are you feeling the energy of infusing your day and your life with love?
Not fully, so that's a, that's something to watch out for. A
Yeah.
lot of the times I'm just going through the motions, so yeah, that's not.
But going through the motions is better than not going through them at all.
And
Because
it's hit and miss. I do put energy into it. Just if I were a little more focused and in the moment, it would be more effective.
Why don't we, and I'll do it with you, look at our journaling a little bit more aggressively, that I'm, moving into that energy. Last week, can't remember what night it was. My whole body went into a love energy. And it stayed there. It stayed there. I mean, it was just before I went to bed. I started feeling it, and then I was reading. Of course, I did my journaling after I got in bed, and I was in that energy, and I meditate. I did the meditation, and everything. I mean, it's like fireworks going off. I mean,
Wow.
like fireworks going off. It was whoa, and I. It was after 5 o'clock before I turned out the light. 5:04, 5:04 in the morning. There was no way my body was going to go. My brain wouldn't quiet down. I've read when I and it stayed. And that was what I was kind of thought. Okay, if I'm not sleepy, of course I'm sure if I turn the light out, I could have gone to sleep. Especially if I turned the meditation on, I could have gone to sleep. But I thought I want to see how long this feeling lasts. And it was still going strong at 5:04, and I was like, "Oh my God, magic's gonna be up in like 2 hours." I have got to turn out the light. He let me sleep till almost 10. I couldn't believe it, but yeah, that was amazing. Well, but he's soaking up the love too, you know. Now, how did I get there? Determination. It was determination. And it's weird, Gail. It's like it was a combination of journaling, determination, the deep breaths, knowing that you can get there. And it's like you slide in underneath the outside world drama, and there it is.
I like the way you put that.
Well, that's what it feels like. It's like, and it's not being sneaky. It's just sliding past the chaos, and then slipping into the heart space, docking into, well, you're plugging your phone into a docking station, or you're always plugging your phone in. You've got that connection, that connection is happening. And that's what it was like. It was just slipping into that heart space. And I wish now that when I was doing that, if I had focused on manifesting something, what would have happened? I haven't been back in that space to that degree. But I want to be. I definitely want to be. What has happened from that is being even more aware of when the energy starts to slip. You know, and because of that awareness, being able to do something about it more quickly. Why am I feeling like this? What do I need to do? Oh, I need to infuse it with love as best I can. And from that, chase down what started this. And just be done with it. So what else is on your plate for as far as anxiety is concerned at this moment?
Well, just looking around at all the visual clutter is not healthy, and I haven't submitted any dog insurance claims, and I looked at the credit card balance yesterday, and it's like I have got to do something about this, and I did deposit some checks, and I got one claim submitted, but things are so cluttered, it's hard to find. Like there's a check buried at the bottom of that pile there that I haven't seen in several months, but fortunately it's good for years. But
Okay. Well, the months start going rather quickly, so you probably should pull that out and deposit it.
yeah, and you know the whole thing about my planner that I haven't set up the anxiety trackers and the other trackers that I was you know that I would be very helpful. I pulled them out and looked at them yesterday. I found all the pieces and they're together. Now, I found all the little notebooks. Now I need to un unearth the inserts and put them in and start using them. But
Is that causing stress? Because
it's
it's not
all
done
causing
yet.
stress. Yeah,
Okay.
that's
Okay.
why bringing Divine Order in is so critical.
Okay, so if you have any checks that haven't been deposited, please deposit those ASAP, because the longer you hold on to those checks, the more you block your flow.
Okay.
It's important to not let checks sit around.
Well,
You know, we don't even.
I did deposit one that was recent and two that have been sitting since October, so that was last night.
Yeah, okay. And there's no telling what else you might find that slipped through the cracks.
Yeah.
But and the, you know, not to put pressure on you, but you know, the more you anything that you've got money coming from, the more quickly you can process that, the more
Yeah.
flow you have.
Okay, so get some claims submitted because if I got them submitted, I'd have enough money to pay off the credit card. But oh, I know what I realized the interest I got charged last month
Oh.
was a wake up call because it was I haven't had that kind of interest in years, so you know, since I got the credit card pay cards paid off after Michael died.
Okay. Well, now we're opening that flow up.
Yeah.
We're opening up that flow because it's been blocked. And, you know, we have all this abundance in your field of potentiality. It's things like this, you know, stress, anxiety, letting life take over instead of us writing the story. You know, that's what starts blocking things from happening. Because everything is there, and it is there for us to realize in our reality. But when we're stuck on worry about something, or anxiety about something, or feeling out of place about something, then we're putting the shield of block around us for good things instead of the shield to deflect negativity.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the taxes is blocking things too. You know, I'm not having the back taxes done.
But you're almost done with that.
Well, I have to finish 23 and do 24. So I don't want to let it go too long that I'm out of the flow of doing it because I have it down to a pretty good science.
Yeah. Because then you have to start over again if you get out of the flow, and then it's like, oh, how
Right.
was I doing this? Yeah. Okay. And if you can schedule time for that, then once you've got it scheduled, then you can go into the energy of it being completed
Yeah.
before you've even started. And infuse that with love. The taxes, the receipts for the dogs, all of that. The more you can infuse it with love, then you don't have the anxiety of not having it done. And again, the flow happens in being able to get them all completed.
Yeah.
So, do you feel like you have a firmer grip on your own empowerment to do that?
Yeah, it's one of those, it works when you work it.
Has to become a lifestyle.
But you have refreshed my memory on the tools, so yeah.
And it's so simple to do, you know.
And it's not easy.
Well, but it is. I think the struggle is just remember, like you said, it's just remembering to do it.
Yeah.
But the more you do it, the more it becomes the natural flow. So that the moment you start to feel any anxiety about something, you immediately recognize it and you can immediately take these steps to
Yeah.
overcome it. And the magic just happens. Did I tell you about how I've added prosperity and productivity to my perfect day? I think I told you that last week. Did I tell you about the groomer bringing me eggs?
You said she was going to. Yeah, did
Okay,
she?
well, she did. They had gone from six something in my shopping cart at Walmart to $8.18 for an 18 pack of eggs. And I reached out to see if she had any, because I knew she had a friend that was trying to give some away. But I told her, I'd pay for them. But anyway, yeah, she showed up that evening and she came in. She goes, yeah, she delivered them. She came in and she goes, I brought you 18 this time because the last time it was a dozen. And I said, oh, great. I said, I'll take as many as she's got. And she goes, oh, would you like 36? Yeah, I'd love 36. So she went back out to her van and brought me another package of 18 eggs. That saved me $17. And she
Was this
delivered.
your groomer or the actual egg person that
It was the
delivered?
groomer, Magic's
Oh, okay.
groomer. It's her friend that has them. And I was so grateful for that. And I realized, I had written prosperity, productivity in my perfect day. And that to me was a huge prosperous experience because not only did I get the eggs for free, I tried to pay her and she didn't, wouldn't take any money for them. I got them for free, but I also got them delivered. Got them delivered, so prosperity comes in
Really,
amazing packages,
yeah.
So, is there anything coming up for you right now that you need help with or a celebration?
Well, I told you my celebrations that I let two things go off my plate,
Good.
and I heard myself saying, "If someone wants to take something off your plate, take let them."
Let them. Yeah, there you go.
And I was really touched about how moved the counselor was yesterday that I touched her leg. Oh, on Friday, I am going to send you, well, maybe on the Thursday week, the Thursday email, I'm going to send you a graphic of the Valentine that I put together that we passed out at church on Sunday.
Okay.
I'd love for you to put that in the email on Thursday if you can.
Oh yeah, if you can send that to me today, that would be great.
Okay.
That would be great. If you have time, if not, tomorrow's fine too. But it goes out 5:30 your time on Thursday morning, so
Right. It's a Well, I can show you what the graphic looks like, but I added onto it. It's a Victorian Valentine.
Oh, wow. Oh,
And
that's
it
beautiful.
says, loving greetings with all good wishes. And the painting
Lovely.
is Catherine Klein.
Awesome.
So I will send that to you
Okay.
because I think that would be lovely.
Yep, we can get that added. I still have to finish up adding the those ready to go out through June or July, whatever it was you told me that you were going to be at the church.
June.
June.
But does it mess it up if I tell you things for the week to change? Okay.
No, not at all, not at all. Because it's like a Word document,
Oh, okay.
and
You
I
can
just go
just
in and add.
but the basic stuff is done then.
Yeah, and I don't have to unschedule it to make changes to it. I just open it up, make changes, save it,
Oh,
and it's
how
still scheduled to go
wonderful.
out. Yeah,
How
I was.
wonderful.
It used to not be that way. You used to have to unschedule to make
Ooh.
changes, but you don't have to do that anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it just works out great. So is there anything else?
No, and I think I will. The annoying thing about this timer is it ticks, but
Oh.
because and eventually I will unearth the good one, but the rechargeable one, but yes, there will be many treasures that I will unearth on this desktop. But I think I will try the 20-minute thing, or the 25, even the half hour thing, and then get up and move, and maybe the dogs will let me focus longer.
Yeah. Now the more you take the deep breaths and you're not getting all tense,
Yeah.
it's going to help to keep them relaxed. Knowing that they were there ready for the information of how Michael was feeling, and now they're doing it with you, and that's their job. And when you don't pay attention, they're not succeeding at their job.
Yeah. And because literally Mary was Michael's service dog, and she would drag him out of a situation where she saw a trick, where she heard a trigger coming. She walked him out of a store one time.
Oh, wow.
And so yeah, unfortunately my response is to get more anxious because I got interrupted and I feel like I have to get this thing done. But usually, if I just get up and walk away, then I can come back and finish. But the breathing, I think, will be real important for that because she will be able to see the
Yeah.
sense the energy difference.
Yeah, immediately. She'll be able to feel it immediately because if we're anxious and we get up and walk around, we're still anxious.
Yep.
And by the time we've walked over there, we're pissed. If we weren't before, we are by the time we get over there, because by the time we're over there, it's like, I gotta get this done, so
Exactly.
taking the deep breaths, dropping the jaw, relaxing the body, she'll start feeling that immediately, and that'll be great for both of you.
I see. We are talking about you. We are. We are talking about you. Oh, you're so pretty. You were such a pretty girl.
Okay, so one last thing that I wanted to ask you about. You had said that you wanted to continue because we have after today we have two more sessions.
Oh, wow. Is that all?
Then I've added all of the recordings to your page, and I'll resend that link to you in case you can't find it. I'll send resend the link to you. So that would be the end of February. See my calendar here. Yeah, we have a meeting on the 18th and the 25th, unless we need to reschedule those.
Okay.
So we could go into the next Tuesday of March the 4th if you and continue meeting on the Tuesday if at this time if that works for you.
Well, I have a dentist appointment on the 4th,
Okay.
at 10. So maybe we could skip that week.
We could either skip it or we could reschedule on Thursday if that would work for you. Whatever you'd rather do is fine.
For now, let's just skip it.
Okay.
So, do I need to s you do you need to send me a link to sign up for it, the new one, or?
Yeah, I'll send you a link. I'll send you what I'll probably just send you is the PayPal links, one for three payment and one for one payment, and then you can
Okay.
pick whichever one you want to do.
Okay. Well, I look forward to being able to send it all at once, but until I get my credit card paid down a little bit, that's not going to happen. I am really loving this.
Oh, thank you.
Really, I really am loving this.
Nothing
It is really helping.
like one attention that it's
Yeah.
really worked out well. I've been enjoying this too, and seeing your growth, and you're changing your life. You're getting rid of the old and the programming, and really embracing who you are, and you
I love
grow.
hearing that feedback because I don't always see the progress.
Well, even like when we got on the phone today, it looked like you were a little stressed. And you don't look stressed at all now. I mean, the light around you is just completely different. And the light is around you. Your energy is around you instead of being shrink wrapped to your body now.
There's a little lady in her 80s at church that always says she can see a glow around me.
It's true. It's true. Okay, so when we complete here, go ahead and infuse the church meeting with love and infuse what you have left with love and make note of how you're feeling once you've done that. Because when you achieve that feeling, then note how the rest of the time flows to get done. And even if something, say the printer broke down and it didn't work at all and you couldn't do it, you wouldn't feel that anxiousness of, it didn't complete the way I had hoped it would. It's not the end of the world. I can continue on. Where before it would be like the whole world was ending. I even though it's something that doesn't affect the rest of the world, it's our world. It's our
And I was
world.
so proud because I had pre-ordered a toner cartridge, and on Sunday when I was printing the programs, the old one just went out, and it was like, okay, I pulled it out, put it in, and there we
There
were.
you go. There you are. Flowing, flowing. Okay, well, if there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and complete.
Thanks so much, Kate. I
Oh, you're
sure
welcome.
appreciate
Oh, sending you love too. I will get this as soon as this recording's done. I've been clipping out where you've had to step away.
you. Okay, great. I appreciate
So,
that.
I'll try to do that on the I think I did on the last one because the dogs came in. But anyway, I'll get this back online for you and put that in the Messenger.
Thanks
So
so
you'll
much.
know. Oh, you're welcome, hon. Good
I'll
luck
see
this afternoon. Okay. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thanks so
You too.
much.